As the cool nights of spring give way to the warm and often sultry nights of summer, the chirps, trills, and grating chatter of insects come to dominate the nighttime soundscape. These sounds are generally made only by male insects, who have special sound-making organs located on their wings. Crickets are responsible for many insect sounds. The calls of different species are difficult to tell apart, but there are some that are easy to recognize. For instance, the melodic chirp-like trills of the delicate snowy tree cricket are given at an even pace that is temperature-related. In fact, the snowy tree cricket is a living thermometer. If one counts the number of chirps occurring in 15 seconds, and then adds 40, one will have a close approximation of the air temperature in Fahrenheit. Another cricket with evenly spaced chirps is the northern mole cricket, an odd-looking subterranean insect that often sings from the entrance to its muddy burrow. It has one of the lowest-pitched songs of all the crickets. Northern mole crickets and snowy tree crickets give regularly repeated chirps. In contrast, many other species of crickets produce extended or continuous high-pitched trills, such as the penetrating breeding call of the Carolina ground cricket. Another common group of insect noisemakers includes the katydids. Katydids are predominantly green, have exceedingly long antennae, and are more often heard than seen. The northern true katydid is common east of the Rocky Mountains. The harsh breeding calls of the male can be heard coming from treetops at night in late summer and autumn. Sometimes, large numbers of katydids call in unison. Listen to this raucous chorus calling loudly in a southern swamp, interrupted only by the hoots of a barred owl. Certain grasshoppers also sound off at night. Their harsh breeding calls are usually very high-pitched, some actually falling above the range of human hearing. Listen to the very high notes of a sword-bearing cone-headed grasshopper, making its dissonant insect music from tall grass at the edge of a highway. The insects that we call beetles do not have a reputation for making sounds, but one group, the longhorn beetles, have a grub-like larval stage that feeds on the inner bark of dead or dying trees. The larvae of certain species are called pine sawyers, and their chewing sounds can be heard at night where pine logs have been left on the ground to rot.